A dilemma that I posed on Twitter is what type of external storage should we be investing in or looking at as far as the technology goes for a NAS or for a local on-site data backup, for example. So my question on Twitter was, all right, storage gurus, I have a computer with USB 3.0 and it supports UASP. That's USB attached SCSI protocol. So full disclosure, of course, on the tweet, I didn't say this, but the system that I'm actually hoping to set up is an Odroid XU4. So consider that for a second. An Odroid XU4 is a single board computer, a little tiny thing that would fit in my shirt pocket, but it has UASP compatible USB 3.0 built into that single board computer. So what that means is I can save and access data connected to that UASP port at bit rates of up to 5 gigabits per second, almost the throughput of an SATA hard drive, which is 6 gigabits per second. So imagine the speed of that. So a little single board computer, an external array that supports maybe 4 or 5 SATA hard drives, and thinking about that as a NAS solution so that we can create something that is ransomware, basically protected against ransomware, so that data backups are not able to be touched by a ransomware infiltration, and also just to have a mass storage unit that is available for cloud access, for data backups and things like that. So that's my little, like, that's what I'm talking about as far as the device that I have and what I'm hoping to accomplish. So my question and my dilemma that I posed to Twitter is this. For my external storage purchase, would you go with a unit that supports, so this is the external unit, would you go with a unit that supports USB 3.0 with UASP, but also includes eSATA? Think about that for a second. Or would you, for the same price, switch over to a unit that has USB-C, USB 3.1, again with UASP? So what's the difference? USB 3.0 with UASP will give you 5 gigabits per second, but that device will also give you eSATA. So that means the most amount of devices at the maximum speed. eSATA will give you 6 gigabits per second. Or USB-C, USB 3.1 will give me 10 gigabits per second. There have only been 2 replies so far. I just posed the question on Twitter. Perhaps Jeff, Sasha, could you take a stab at the first one for me? So these are some of our viewers that have replied to this dilemma.
Yes. So, and by the way, I love this question because I'm literally looking at doing this at home right now with my Odroid XU4.
I got to say, like, we're just at that time where the technology is shifting and it's progressing so quickly. But do I, like, because I could use a USB 3.1 device plugged in to UASP, the USB 3.0 port, using a USB-A to a USB-C adapter,
right,
or a cable that has those two ends. But I'm going to lose the eSATA port. So do I throw away the eSATA port, Jeff, or do I, what do I do? So what does the community tell us?
Okay, so Noman5 says, go with a 3.0 with eSATA. There's more options in case of future replacement or failover.
Okay. And I'm thinking not only just the diversity of devices, but also, like, okay, I have USB 3.0 on my laptop, so I can plug it in and have, like, full 5 gigabits per second on that. Or I can plug it into my server, which has a 6 gigabit eSATA port. So then I'm getting 6 gigabits per second. So I've got this real universal compatibility going on. And really, do I need more speed than that for NAS? That's the question. Sasha, do you have another comment from our
Yes,
community?
Pyros Rock says USB 3.1 Gen 2 will give you a much more future-proof product.
Okay, fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the latest and greatest technology. 10 gigabits a second. It's faster, but no eSATA port.
We're
split down the middle here, folks. 50-50.
We are, as far as Twitter goes. In this case, I think I would have to agree with No Man.
Okay. Expand upon that. Why?
Well,
so Noman says we want to go with the eSATA and USB 3.0. We're going to be throwing away 4 to 5 gigabits per second throughput, but we're going to have that eSATA port so that we've got that maximum compatibility. And remember that USB 3.0, you can still plug it into a USB 3.1 device. Right. It's going to be forward compatible. You're just never going to get that 10 gigabits a second.
Right. And I think if you're going to be running, you know, your at-home NAS or whatever through something like an Odroid,
yeah,
I think having greater flexibility is the safer approach in case something goes awry. Mm. I mean, if you were building an at-home server that was more stable as far as, like, it's a bigger unit, like, you know everything that's going into all the components, I think going to 3.1 is the way to go. But something like a...
You're really not helping me here. You're keeping it divided, Jeff.
I know,
come on, I need a definitive answer.
That's where I'm going to go.
Discord, what do you think? That's where you're going. Which way? You just suggested both, Jeff.
Well, Albuquerque Turkey is saying, isn't USB 3.1 Gen 2 the current name for 10 gigabit PS
per second
and USB 3.1 Gen 1 the same as the old USB 3? Which makes no sense to me, just to be clear. But does it to you?
So what does it mean as far as these devices go? We've got a 3.0 at 5 gigabits a second with eSATA. I mean, it's really, okay, are we at that point where the technology is shifting? And so it's like, do we want to be so future ready to be USB-C 3.1 Gen 2? Or, to put it into that context, but do we need that? Or do we go with eSATA? Jeff, what do you think?
I think because you're running it through an SBC.
A single board computer, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think the 3.1 is the way to go. I mean, it's great to be future ready, but we are talking about an SBC that is so quickly going to change.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose if you're looking at it from the standpoint of, well, I'm going to be getting a new SBC in a year from
sure.
now. Sure. Then...
Or what if you suddenly flipped it on its head and said, you know what, I'm going to put a PCI Express USB 3.1 Gen 2 a card on a Pine 64 Rock Pro 64. Then all of a sudden you've got a single board computer with USB-C.
Right.
And does it suddenly say, okay, well now we just want the speed. So maybe we're getting into the realm of rhetorical now.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm saying, oh, is speed more important than connectivity, or is 5 gigabits per second at its base fast enough for a NAS unit?
Okay, so I think it comes down to, and I mean, I suppose with any bit of information, you're going to potentially change the answer, but what are you going to be doing with it that requires such a higher rate of speed transfer? Is, like, are you going to be running regular backups? Are you running, like, hourly snapshots of your system?
You know what? Honestly, Jeff, I don't even think that matters. I think what Pyrus Rock's point is that it simply makes you more future ready because 10 gigabit per second is the current high-end standard. So do you want to hold yourself back at 5?
How fast do they improve? Like,
every couple of years,
every
Sash,
couple
but
years,
I mean,
yeah.
And the truth of the matter, keeping in mind that the SATA controller itself is limited to 6 gigabits per second. Okay.
Right.
So SATA 3 hard drives or like spinning drives that are plugged into that NAS unit, they're only going to run at 6 gigabits per second. So I'm going to maximize that in a JBOD environment with eSATA. Hmm. However, if I was to create, say, a RAID 1+0, so keeping in mind that these devices will hold 4 or 5 individual hard drives and I can create a RAID within them, if I had a RAID 1+0, I would theoretically be able to maximize that 10 gigabits per second. But again, what are you using it for? I think really, unless you're actually in real time, live decoding and encoding video, like 4K video, I don't know that you would ever need that kind of speed.
Well, but that's
really
that's my point. I mean, the whole idea of being future ready and running, you know, at 10 megabits a second is great, but
gigabits.
gigabit, sorry.
Yeah.
But are you going to use it to its capacity, or is it going to be an underwhelming usage? And I mean, as we're talking about this, I mean, what's going through my head is, look, I got an XU4, you've got an XU4, we're both looking at doing the same thing.
This is the single board computer that you can buy for $49 that has USB 3.0 with UASP.
What if we just did both options? You go with the 3.1, I'll take the 3.0, and we'll set them up the same, and
we'll deathmatch them.
That would be fun.
Like, I don't know.
I could get behind that.
Would NEMS monitor that kind of thing and see what?
Oh, well, you could just benchmark them, Jeff. I mean, realistically, you could benchmark them. But do I need that kind of? Do I need 10 gigabits a second for my backup? I don't think so.
Hold on. As a tech guy, are you saying do I need? The default answer is yes.
Always. I need 20 gigabits per second.
I want the NASA computer.
What do you mean it only holds 4 hard drives? I need 40.
I want Watson for my NAS.
So I guess it comes down to, I mean, what do you need your external device to be capable of, and what direction would you take? And why this is actually coming up this week, and why this is an important question, is because the technology is shifting in such a way that the choice no longer comes down to price. There is no choice to say, do I go for the 3.1 with 10 gigabits per second and pay a little bit more? Do I pay the little bit extra to get that extra speed? No, now it's no longer a choice because the price is one for one.
Mm. Right.
The price is exactly the same. That's the shift that we're seeing in this industry. So with that in mind, which direction do you want to take?
Well, and Marshman just brings up an interesting point in the chat room saying, you're never going to get either of the 5 gigabits a second or 10 gigabits a second, my goodness.
Something about meatballs.
And that's simply because of the 1 gig on your network. If you've got a network that's only...
Okay, fair say. However, the Odroid XU4 is connected directly to it. So your Odroid, let's just say, hypothetical, it's plugged into your TV over HDMI, and you're using it for Plex Media Server, it's going to get the full 5 gigabits per second. Okay?
Right.
Or if you're plugging it USB-C into your computer, you're going to get the full 10 gigabits per second on the USB-C model.
Right. See, for our TV upstairs,
yes,
we have it running Plex off a Pi.
Okay.
But it's running through the network, and we've never had an issue.
Wow.
So, and I mean, that's with some of our HD movies and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, even at 1 gigabit, it's been fine.
Yeah.
So
True enough.
So, I mean, Marshman does bring up a good point. If it's purely for network travel within your home, is it really going to make a difference?
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, then I think the easy answer is same price, not going to make a difference. Of course you go with better. That way you can say you've got...
But what is better, Jeff? That's the thing. What defines better in this instance?
3.1 is a higher number than 3.0, so just by default, that's better.
But you're still going to connect that over USB 3.0 to your UASP on the Odroid XU4. So you're still going to be capping out at 5 gigabits per second.
Right.
But you're going to be losing the eSATA.
Just wait for 2 years and then buy the next one. See?
That's the solution.
That's it.
That's it.
Just wait.
You don't need to save anything. Just delete all your files for now.
Can 10 you just do like... You,
like just 10 USB 7.0.
Like, drop the mic.
4.1.
Exactly.
So I think right now, we just need to say, okay, community, we want to hear from you. Which would you choose?
Yeah.
Based on everything that we've discussed here, and... then we're going to review it. We're going to actually bring it onto the show, and we're going to show you how this device operates and see what we can do with it. Does that sound fair?
Yes.